And so you may wonder what the life of the church looks like in this time. I've got a few things to tell you about. If you are connected to the Resonance Project, they're going to gather for games online at 7 o'clock this evening. The youth are singing together and also having youth group. It's been a while since they got to play charades, but hearing them laugh online was such a gift to them together. The important piece for our work is that we are slowing down the busy to make room for the most important. And so we invite you into moments of spiritual leadership through music and prayer and word. And that will continue throughout the week and the weeks to come. And Michelle's working with families and gathering them. One of our artists is soon to provide art time for families and maybe on a Facebook Live near you. There are so many opportunities that lie before us in this time, but we want to make sure there's room for discernment and wisdom. So we invite you to stay connected, to pay attention to the updates that are happening on the website. We're waiting for a few babies to be born in our community, so we'll hear some of that good news. And if you've got pictures or moments of good news to send to James or I, we'll be able to share that with our community as well. We're excited to say that Judy Powell, who had her kidney transplant last week, is at home today. I'm sure home never felt so good, so we're praying and sharing new life with her. And we're inviting you into phone calls and old-fashioned letter writing and ways that you can reach out to each other at this time. For we're part of a story of good news that's happening in the midst of the challenge.